insights of successful women leaders. I'm your host, Sherry Hilton, and whether you're a working professional looking to level up, an aspiring entrepreneur, or simply curious about the stories of women who are making a difference, this podcast is for you. Our guests come from diverse backgrounds and industries, but they all share one thing in common. They've overcome challenges and achieved success through hard work, determination, and a willingness to take risks. They will tell their personal journeys, the lessons they've learned along the way, and the wisdom they've gained. Join me each week as we dive into the experiences and perspectives of extraordinary women and discover the inspiration and motivation you need to achieve your own goals. So without further ado, let's get started.
Hello, my beautiful friends. You know, I wanted to take this episode to tell you a little bit about myself, how this podcast came about, and a little bit about some of my struggles. You know, I can't help but think how much my life has evolved in the last several years. Life flies by so fast, but you need to take time to slow it down enough to create the life you want and deserve. If you don't, you will look back and wonder how the heck you ended up on the path you're on, how to turn it around, and how to live the life you were meant to lead. It's possible to create the life you desire, to live a life of passion, to feel blessed, to be alive, and to have a purpose-filled life. A few years ago, I was on a path that was far from where I wanted to be. Life was moving fast, and I could barely keep up. I had no clue how to turn it back around to get me where I wanted and needed to be. It took a lot of soul searching, sitting still and being quiet enough to hear that inner voice. You know, I was a newly single mom in a failed marriage. I had a high demand, stressful job, two little girls that depended on me, and a house that just didn't feel like a home. There had been a sudden illness and death of my very dear aunt. My mom is aging, and my health was not the greatest. My life was happening to me and not for me. It was just about all I could handle. Now, I'm a firm believer that God only gives us what you can handle, but I was at a point where I questioned his belief in my abilities. I'm sure we've all been there on the average day, and single mom status adds a little more to the mix of stress. But from the early mornings to the late nights, I was barely hanging on. Looking back, I don't know how I managed, or should I say, didn't manage to end up having a nervous breakdown. Reflecting on the last few years, actually it's been more than a few years now, I do know that it's the strength inside that gets you from where you are to where you need to be. It's the strength inside that helps you see what's possible. It's that strength inside that helps you turn your failures into lessons and the bad events into blessings. It's the strength inside that helps you find your way and pushes you to create the life you want. It's that strength that I hope to instill in my girls so that long after I'm gone, they will always know that they have what's inside of them to change not only their lives, but the lives of those around them and the world. You know, it's like Glinda the Good Witch telling you, you are capable of more than you know. I think of my Glindas as those strong women that came before me and influenced me from the beginning. And this is what I hope Wisdom of Women brings to my listeners in this community. Every girl and woman needs these women in their lives, whether they are mothers, aunts, sisters, cousins, or friends. Strong women are necessary to show you what's possible. They help you learn from their past mistakes, guide you when needed, listen when you need an ear, and support you in life. It's also necessary to be then that strong woman in return, to turn around, reach out a hand, and help the next woman do just the same. The world needs more strong women who are willing to open up, support, encourage, praise, and celebrate women around them. In a world where anxiety and depression and teen suicide are at an all-time high, it's time we make it a priority to help the younger generation, or even our generation, see that they're enough. The highlight reel of social media is not reality. Humans are made to connect, and the virtual world allows us to connect so much more with others, but at a very high cost. We aren't truly connecting, feeling, taking time, and finding the quiet we all need as humans. There's much to be said for true connection. There's so much more to the world than we see portrayed in the apps and the videos that we look at every day. The work behind everyone's success is not seen. Self-discovery of finding your path is not always a straight road. The failures are not talked about for fear of shame or judgment. But the lessons are important stones in the path back to the road you were meant to be on. It's the strong women out there who show us what's truly possible when they share their failures and lessons with us. Be the constant that young women can rely on so the anxiety and depression do not take over when they feel lost and overwhelmed. Be the constant that knows exactly what to say when they're least expecting it, but need so much to hear it. You know, like that little, you've got this, to sprinkle some positivity around. I've been blessed to have some strong women in my life. My mom was always the encourager, the supporter, and my biggest cheerleader. I cannot count how many times she's told me, you can do anything you set your mind to. I do not know where I would be without her by my side. I'm sure she's listened to some crazy ideas I've come up with over the years and thought to herself, that will never work. But she's never said those words to me. She's listened, helped me think me through some tough times, and always insisted on me being happy. A strong woman will tell you, if you're not happy, only you have the ability to change your life. Happiness lies within. It's not about what you have or other people making you happy. You get one life. You need to make it count and be happy doing it. If you're not living the life you've dreamed, or if you feel like you're just getting by, I'm here to tell you, you can do anything you put your mind to, as my mama would say. The strong woman taught me the most important lesson in life, to believe in yourself and what you're capable of achieving. Remember Glenda, the good witch? When you set your mind to it, you are capable of more than you know. Believe me. I was truly lost some years ago. So lost, I had forgotten all about myself in the midst of children, husband, work, home life. Need I continue? But out of nowhere, someone made me pause and look inside myself. Someone asked me, "What's your passion?" Not once, not twice, but three times. Three times because I couldn't answer the question. The old me would have had an answer in a heartbeat, and it would have been an extremely detailed version of an answer, according to my type A self. But instead, I sat there thinking, passion. Who the heck has time for a passion? I mean, really, I got a lot going on. I've been going through a divorce, learning how to be a single mom, raising two little girls to have good values, helping with school, being there for my mom, handling the illness of my aunt, working a demanding and stressful job. I don't need to go on. Passion was not on my list. But the question provoked me, and my type A personality kicked in. I thought about it constantly for over a week. I actually lost sleep over this question. I'll thank the person later because it felt like a kick in the butt. No one had asked me that question in several years. My only answer was that I wasn't sure. I had a lot going on, and I didn't want to get into the details. I had been trying to make it through my day and life without falling apart. I had been looking at the overwhelming stuff as if that was all there was. So instead of focusing on all that stuff, I started thinking about all the good. And sure enough, I found some passion. Passion for my girls, being a great mom and role model. Passion for my Catholic faith and knowing no matter what, I'm not alone. And he has a bigger plan than I can even dream. Passion for business and sales, because even though my job is demanding and stressful, I thrive in those situations. I crush my numbers, make my customers happy, and hopefully provide better patient care. And that's what drives me in my career. I have passion for traveling, because anyone who knows me knows I love to get on a plane and go somewhere. I can be packed in no time. More than anything, I know that what I sometimes see in life as overwhelming and lacking passion is always a blessing just waiting to be acknowledged. I started doing things I used to do and enjoyed before life got so busy. Over the past several years, I've done my best to focus on me and finding me again. I started working on that goal list, a vision board again, and dreaming big. Why? Because it's up to you to create the life you were meant to live. When you know without a doubt that you can do anything you put your mind to, those goals get checked off and that vision board becomes reality. I know there's some great, passionate things in my future, and it's all because a strong mom taught me to believe in myself above all else. I was blessed with not one, but many strong women in my life. Number two on the list, with a very tight space behind my number one, is my dear Aunt Vicky. My Aunt Vicky will always stand out and is missed dearly. There's something special about an aunt. You know, she's not your parent to discipline and raise you. She isn't your sibling to fight and play with. She holds a special place in your life to teach you things no one else can. She is that constant and confidant you can talk to about anything. She spends time with you because she wants to, not because she has to or needs to. My Aunt Vicky was that one. She was special to me, and I was special to her. She touched so many lives in her lifetime. She lifted them up, fed them words of encouragement, guided them in decisions, and was a light that led them to be a better person. When she walked into our room, she had this calmness about her. And you knew that everything was going to be okay. She brought in the biggest light. Aunt Vicky could light up a room and everyone around was aware of her presence. When my father was dying and seeing spirits near, she was the one I called to come be with me. In labor with my first child, she was the one I cried out to be there. Somebody, please call my Aunt Vicky. I need her here now. I thank God for this woman in my life and the lessons she taught me over the years. I like to call those lessons Vickyisms. Everybody needs some Vickyisms in their life to remind them to look inside, to slow down, and to find the quiet. They need to listen to that inner voice and know you're here for a purpose. I will not allow her Vickyisms to end with me. I will teach them to my daughters. Hopefully, you get to learn some. And knowing you have the strength beyond your being that leads and guides you is powerful. To have a peace about you that calms and comforts others is the most amazing feeling and gift you can give, especially in a time when our young women are in need of it. Have you ever gotten a call or run into someone just when you need it to? You would normally say, wow, that was a coincidence. But Vicky used to call them coinkydinks. It was meant to happen, and it was part of his plan. She would say it with a smile and a wink at me, as she would call it a coinkydink. It reminds me of a fortune cookie I got many years ago. Live life with a wink and a smile. I would always know when life just lined up or things just magically happened, that there were no coincidences. It was as if the universe was winking at me, smiling and saying, you're on the right path. To know you're on the right path is affirming. To know you're being guided, and more than anything, working towards your purpose is a feeling like no other. There's a big difference between just living out your days in a rushed state while checking the boxes and living in passion, gratitude, and awareness of what's around you. My little girls may not always listen to me, but they're definitely watching me. Vicky would always be that calm, that would quiet and slow my storm. She would tell me constantly, slow down and pay attention, as the universe sends you signs all the time. We're just too busy to see them. You know that hummingbird you see fly out of nowhere, or that gecko hanging on your windshield for dear life, peering at you as you're driving on the road? Or the more common sign that most of us recognize, the cardinal bird visiting at the most needed time to quiet your soul and tell you that your loved one is near. We all know some things we look for or notice. But if you really slow down enough to see life, you will notice more than ever that the universe is constantly dropping little signs to let you know you're not alone on this path. It's much larger than we know. When my Aunt Vicky passed away in January of 2017, you know, this year makes 7 years. I began to hold tight her Vickyisms. I started to focus on them because I wanted any sign that I was headed in the right direction. Remember, this was a time I was lost. I was so lost from my path. But God teaches us that it's okay to be lost. He loves us and cherishes us enough to seek us out, find us, and rejoice when we are back in his arms. I once was lost, but now I'm found. It took me many quiet nights alone at home to do some serious soul searching. It's when you're quiet that you begin to hear that inner voice speak to you. You begin to get new ideas, find solutions to problems, find blessings in the bad events, feel grateful for what you have, and look forward to what's to come. After several months, I finally took steps to pull myself out of the darkness of my high-speed life, the life that was passing before me without fulfilling my dreams and putting my desires out into the universe to become realities. I took the crazy leap of faith to join a weekend book conference. That was the beginning of this chapter in my life. As I was in the process of moving, I stumbled onto a notebook. Inside was a goal I had written down during my college years: to write a book. I was reminded that life does come full circle, and you can create the life you dream and imagine. What began as a conference in January of 2018 became my passion project and my published book, Strong Mom, Stronger Daughters. It's important that I leave the strength which was given to me by so many women who came before me to my girls, so that they can grow to become the strong women I know they are capable of being. And we can't forget about those Vickyisms and the light they shed on the world as she did for so many. I only wish she could be here to know how much they have impacted, guided, and enlightened me through the years. Strong Mom, Stronger Daughters is a look into some of my failures that turned into lessons. It's not just for my girls, but for single moms and all women struggling in an area of their lives. May my lessons become your strengths to know what's possible. It's a reminder to slow down and care for yourself in order to be the strong woman you were made to be. You cannot move mountains, crush goals, and tackle life's biggest obstacles when you're not whole, healthy, and feeling complete. I hope the wisdom of women in these episodes helps you, impacts your life, gives you inspiration to know what's possible. I believe in you and your dreams. You have everything inside of you to tackle them. You just need to dig deep and get started. I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Wisdom of Women. I hope you enjoyed our conversation and gained some valuable insights and inspiration. How to connect with me and our guest today, as well as any links, can be found in the show notes. Please share this episode with your friends. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review, as it helps us reach more women like you who are seeking to learn from successful women leaders. Stay curious, stay hungry, and always push forward. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Until then, keep chasing your dreams, and we'll see you next time on Wisdom of Women.